One reason today is historic is the inauguration of Kamala Harris. No woman has ever served as vice president, nor has any person of color. Today, those statements cease to be true and will never be true again. People who want to mark this moment cannot do so by attending an inauguration that is limited by the pandemic, so some are finding other ways to note the occasion. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
Before meeting with her students on Wednesday, Cherie Burrell has some special deliveries to make.
So we are going to be delivering them their inauguration package, and it's going to include an American flag. It's going to include actually a set of pearls in honor of Kamala Harris.
Pearls, of course, are an accessory that Harris is rarely seen without. Those packages are going to students in a program called YELS, a nonprofit youth empowerment program in Marietta, Georgia. Burrell is a program coordinator for the group. Her students, all virtual, will read the oath of office. And after they watch the inauguration, they'll write letters to the country's new leaders.
The staff all came together. We really made sure to let them know that we are going to celebrate this inauguration. It's very, very important to us that they are witnessing, as one of the students did say, she's like, you know, we are witnessing history and we're also witnessing my future.
Harris, who is a daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants, will become the first female vice president, as well as the first person of Black or Indian descent to assume the vice presidency. It is a moment that carries so much meaning for so many, but one that has also been stripped of some of the traditional pomp and circumstance.
There's so many cultural reaches of her being in that office that we can't even celebrate. I think we were robbed of that celebration. But, you know, from the Zooms and the virtual spaces, we'll do our best to celebrate.
So much of the last year has required people to adjust their expectations and carve out new traditions. And the inauguration is no exception. Over the weekend, Harris's Caribbean roots took center stage at a virtual celebration.
And I'm proud to be with you as a vice president-elect with roots in the Caribbean.
Anita Kirti, who lives in the Dallas area, shares Harris's Indian heritage. In any other year, she might have attended a larger event.
Indian people are really big about gatherings, and especially for like our Hindu community, I think we would have had like a bigger event at our temple, or, you know, actually attended something that we could all pray together. And there's just like a different kind of energy with that.
Instead, she and members of her immediate family will offer a prayer for female strength and safety for Harris from home. Kirti says that after the violence at the Capitol earlier this month, Harris's safety is on her mind.
Obviously, I hope that everyone's safe and okay, but I feel like she's a particular target because she is a woman of color, and that's pretty distressing.
Safety concerns came up in many of these conversations, including with Trish Cooper. But given the historic moment, she said she was determined to celebrate. Cooper, who lives in Edmonds, Oklahoma, is bringing together three generations of the women in her family to watch Harris make history. She made a nod to the beloved Broadway musical Hamilton.
It's early in the morning for us. We're going to have brunch. I said, and I'm mixing mimosas. I said, and we're going to raise a glass to freedom, you know. So that was kind of our thing.
Cooper says she hopes that by the time her granddaughters are older, having a woman in one of the country's highest offices is just the norm. Shelley Wilson was in Washington for both of President Barack Obama's inaugurations. She remembered a conversation she had with her family back in 2013 as the crowd that had gathered on the National Mall began to thin out.
And I was sitting there with my children, and I said, you know what? I said, the next time we come back, it will be when a woman is inaugurated president. And how exciting will that be?
Under normal circumstances, Washington would have been awash this week with women wearing pink and green, the traditional colors of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the sorority that Harris pledged at Howard University and has said changed her life. But not this year. Instead, Wilson will put on her pink ball gown with green accents to celebrate, not with her sorors in Washington, but at home in Frisco, Texas with her family.
I have my fabulous, blinged out, pink and green Converse Chuck Taylors that I will be wearing with them as I dance around my house celebrating the inaugural ball.
While this year's celebrations may be smaller by necessity, Wilson says she's hopeful that this is the first, but not the last inauguration for Kamala Harris, and she won't miss the next one for the world. Juana Summers, NPR News.